John chapter 21, the last chapter of John. After these things, Jesus again showed himself to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, or the Sea of Galilee, and he showed himself in this way. This is going to be the third time that Jesus has appeared to his apostles. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. So if I counted right, there were seven apostles together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." I just think that's funny. "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will also go with you." They went out and immediately entered into a ship, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find some." Therefore they cast, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fish. I think this is interesting. This is the third time Jesus has appeared to them, and maybe the last. And remember the first time, it seems like the first time that he saw Peter and Andrew and James and John and them, they were fishing, and it seems like, didn't he tell them then to cast their nets in, and they caught a bunch of fish? So the first time that he saw them, and one of the last times that he saw them, he told them to do the same thing. I think that's symbolic. Of course, we know that they were fishers, and then they became fishers of men. So I think that's interesting. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, John, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." He knew, because, I mean, they had just seen a miracle. You know, it was one, and it was almost identical to one of the first ones he showed to them when he selected them as his apostles. So he just knew, "It's the Lord." Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his fisher's coat, for he was naked. I don't think naked back then meant completely naked. I just think it meant he had on less clothes than he normally would, and cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits away, dragging the net with fish. Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. So Jesus had fixed them something to eat while they were rowing back in with all these fish. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and dragged to land the net full of great fish, 153. And although there were so many, still the net was not broken. Guess what? That's because it was a miracle. Jesus said to them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. So I don't know if his appearance was different. I'm not sure. Then Jesus came and took bread and gave it to them, and likewise fish. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" I think he's saying, do you love me more than the other disciples love me? He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." I don't know this for sure, but do you think that he asked Peter three times because he had denied Jesus three times? Maybe. He continues talking to Peter. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you dressed yourself and walked where you wanted. You were free. But when you are old, you shall stretch out your hands, and another shall dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. You will be imprisoned." This he spoke, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Tradition says that Peter was crucified. We don't have that in scripture. but it certainly wouldn't surprise me. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, John, who also leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, who is he who betrays you? Remember, this is John, the disciple who leaned on Jesus' chest and said, Who's going to betray you? That's what he's saying there. Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? What about John? You just kind of gave me a little bit of insight about what's going to happen to me. What about John? What's going to happen to him, Jesus? Jesus is going to tell him, basically, it's none of your business. Jesus said to him, If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Then the saying spread among the brothers that this disciple would not die. So then this rumor got started. Oh, Jesus said that John's never going to die. That's not what Jesus said. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he shall not die, but if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? Basically telling Peter, worry about yourself. Don't worry about John. It's none of your business. This is the disciple who testifies of these things. So this is John saying, I testify all these things. I was there and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did. And if each of them were written, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. I find that amazing. Jesus did so many things in his 3.5-year ministry that the world cannot even contain all the books if everything was written down. But remember, back here in the previous chapter, in chapter 20, the last verse, he says, But these are written that you might believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. We have enough information. The Bible is sufficient. It's enough evidence and proof for us to believe and to obey and to be saved. We don't have to be like Doubting Thomas and say, well, unless God does something to me personally, I will not believe. No, Jesus said, blessed are those who don't see me and yet believe. Now again, this is not talking about blind faith. This is talking about evidence. There's lots and lots of evidence of the existence of God, of the life of Jesus, of the Bible being the complete and infallible Word of God. That's an interesting study. It really is. People who just immediately reject the Bible, reject God, reject the Bible, and never do the research themselves, that's a fatal and tragic mistake. So I'm excited because now we're going to get into Acts. And that is John chapter 21.